Obviously, you listen to Build Your Tribe because you're trying to figure out additional ways, additional streams of income to build and grow your business and to build and grow your social media. And if you haven't figured it out already, one of the best ways to make money on all social media platforms is with brand deals. I'm not talking about like the old school style of influencer where it's like a person getting ready with their makeup and they're just absolutely perfect. No, I'm talking about people who are super authentic and real, and they're just like the person next door, and that's what makes them very believable. Brands want to work with people who have trust with their audience. They don't care how many followers you have, but they're not going to come looking for you. That's a misconception. You have to go to them, and you have to do it in a way that shows them, yeah, I might not have any previous brand experience, but I understand this. I understand what's going on, and you send them the right kind of pitch. There's actually 8 different steps involved, in my opinion, that are almost guaranteed to get you the kind of deals you're looking for. And I'd be happy to share that with you. All you have to do is go to shalene.com/get a deal. And when you go there, shalene.com/get a deal, you'll enter your email address and I will send you back a complete report, like the 8 steps you need to do to secure your first of hopefully many brand deals. Again, shalene.com/get a deal. What is the point of being on social media if it's not to monetize it? I mean, do you really need more friends that you'll never meet in real life? Probably not. You've got a message, you've got a product, a service, something that you would like to be able to share with the world. It would be nice to put all this effort into social media and actually see a return, actually find customers without having to run ads. And I realize it's getting harder and harder than ever because we, my friends, are in a social media recession. There's way too much supply and not enough demand. Most of us are trying to spend less and less time on social. So how do you become one of the accounts that people are actually looking at? And once you have people's attention, how do you sell to them without feeling salesy, without turning people off, without people unfollowing you? I've got good news for you. It can be done, and it's a lot easier than what you're doing right now. I promise you that. It's actually quite simple. I'm not going to say it's easy. Well, maybe it is. I guess the part that's difficult is unlearning what you thought you knew about sales, and specifically selling on social media. More importantly, on Instagram. I mean, we know statistically speaking that conversions on Instagram skyrocket any other platform. Even if you're getting more views and more likes, etc., on TikTok, YouTube, you name it, the conversions on Instagram are second to none. So you've got to master it. We sell millions of dollars every year using just Instagram stories. Nothing converts better than Instagram stories. And the organic stuff is the stuff that works better than anything. And even if you're someone who is running Instagram ads, you still need to learn how to change the way you're selling on Instagram, even if it's a paid advertisement. What's working today is much more natural. It's much more approachable. It's far less in your face. It's far more organic. And there is a strategy behind it. That strategy is something that you need to be putting into practice every single day. Even if you're not selling something right now, at some point you're going to, and I want to help you master this. I want to make this fun for you. I want this to be profitable for you. So today you're in for a treat. I'm sharing with you content that is exclusive to our members of Insta Club Hub. This is by far the most popular and impactful training that we do. Now, we go live twice a month with Insta Club Hub. Our members are able to ask us questions. They're able to interact. They're able to come on camera. They're able to get the answers to their questions. For the sake of this podcast, I've edited out a lot of that banter back and forth, etc., so we can just like give you the most important piece. And unlike a lot of other Instagram coaching programs where it's just like one person, there's 3 experts. It's myself and Sarah and Brock. All 3 of us are at different stages of our entrepreneurship. And it's not just our experience. We share the insights, the data, the surveys that we get from our over 10,000 members. So it's never just our opinion or what's working for us. We're constantly polling our audiences and, of course, studying Instagram. So please grab a pen and a piece of paper, and you're going to take some mad notes. Oh, I also wanted to mention, if this is something you would like to be a part of, like these 2 live trainings that we do every single month, or if you just wanted to check out our coaching program, which is second to none, I promise you that, I want to give you the opportunity to do so at a super reduced rate. So for just $7, you can try out Insta Clubhub for 14 days. That's insane. Soak it all up, go through all the lessons, jump on one of our lives, check it out for yourself. And if it's not for you, you cancel. But I would love to give you that opportunity to check it out, take a look around. In the meantime, enjoy one of our most powerful and impactful live trainings.
Welcome, everyone. We're going to be talking to you about sales made easy on Instagram. Of course, we want to help you save time. We want to help you grow your following, but we want to help you convert your followers into customers, turn those followers into dollars. So today we're going to talk about making sales on Instagram.
And I did notice from the beginning that we've got quite a few people who don't have something yet to sell. And what we're going to teach today is helpful to you because you want to get in the habit of never selling in order to sell. So even if you don't have a particular product, you're going to use these very same strategies and it's going to help you grow your account. And eventually when you do have something that you want to monetize, it's not going to feel like you're selling. It's just going to be very natural.
Yeah. Even if you don't have something necessarily that you've created, a product, a service, a course, something that you're selling, even if you're just an influencer, as someone said to me on my Instagram direct messages yesterday, you're likely still wanting to earn some income from Instagram through affiliate sales or through brand partnerships, or even just recommending products to your followers that you might love yourself. So that's why we're talking about sales made easy.
Yep. 2023 is the year of monetizing our Instagrams, right?
Yeah. That was one of the big trends that Instagram said they predicted for 2023 was that was going to be a major force on the platform, was more people monetizing.
Yeah. Is it just creators now that have gifts available?
So if you're a USA-based creator, Instagram is rolling out what's called gifts, which is essentially like tips. So when you post a reel, your followers can just send you money, basically.
People love to buy, and you guys know that, right? So think about, at least for me, it's like a hobby. I mean, because we're traveling right now, I feel a little paralyzed because I enjoy shopping. Mm-hmm. But because we're traveling, I don't have any place really where I can ship things. Mm-hmm. But I freaking love to buy things. I love to shop. I love to look online. I love things. I'm like, oh, that's going to make my life easier. That's going to make my life better. That's going to help improve, transform, etc.
It's so easy to shop now because it's just online.
Do you want to tell the story that you told the other day about Brian Tracy and his prediction?
Oh my God, this is great. So my forever mentor is Brian Tracy. I think he's like in his 70s now, but he was like my very first personal development mentor. I learned how to focus from him. I learned how to goal set from him. And I literally, this is back before really the internet, I bought every single cassette program that he offered. And I would drive around in the Jeep and with Brock in the car with me. And I'd listen to these tapes over and over and over and over again when he was a little baby. But I would listen to them over and over and over again. So if he said it, it was the Bible. And recently I was like, I wonder how well his advice stood the test of time. So I pulled out one of his older programs and I was listening to it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is all still 100% valid until he said this. And when you're looking at new business opportunities, you've got to consider human nature. And because of human nature, computer shopping will never work. Everyone right now is talking about computer shopping, but computer shopping will never work because women don't like to save time. Women like all the sounds and the smells.
That made me laugh. He's like, they like the colors. They like the experience. He's like, they're always going to go to the mall. So online shopping will never become a thing.
It was embarrassing. I'm like, oh my God, it makes it sound like I'm just a woman. I like colors. Where's the pretty smell? It's like, God.
So funny.
And that one didn't hold up too well.
Yeah. But so people love to buy things, be it online or in person, but we're afraid to sell, right? We get anxiety. We feel nervous. We feel salesy. We go into like this robotic sales pitch that we learned from an infomercial, right?
Yeah. You actually feel like you're selling, and you can tell, I'm sure some of you have seen this when there's someone you follow all the time. And then all of a sudden you can tell when they've shifted into sales mode and it feels weird.
Usually a dead giveaway is they're usually the type of person who holds their phone in their hand when they talk to their stories. And then all of a sudden the phone's on a tripod and they can see both their hands and they're like, hi guys. Wait,
and then they tap it too.
Yeah.
And
then
today we're going to talk about my favorite water. And it's
it's always the favorite thing.
And a lot of you've been asking.
I've been getting so many questions. You haven't got any questions. We know you haven't gotten any.
Yeah. So let's talk about, though, the top five reasons people buy, and they're not the bright colors and they're not the smells and the experience of walking through a mall. The top five reasons why people buy are, number one, to save time. Number two, to save or make money. And as I go through these five things, I want you to just think about, how does your product or service or offer, how does it fit into these categories? Does it solve one of these problems? Does it provide one of these benefits? Number three, avoiding pain or loss. Number four, to transform or improve. And finally, to just feel good or feel better about yourself.
I also want to say that number three, avoiding pain or loss. So that might be things where people are like, oh, for example, if I don't join Insta Club Hub, then I'm going to lose out. There's this fear of missing out. So in addition to pain and loss, I would say fear of missing out, like, oh, I don't want to miss the trend. I don't want to miss this opportunity. Yeah, FOMO is a big one. Yeah. And so look at these five things, right? And you've got to ask yourself, what am I talking about when I'm on my stories, sharing with people and explaining to people what it is I have to offer? Am I focused on the features versus one of these five benefits?
Yeah, really key point there. A lot of times when we're selling, we love our product so much and we know so much about it. We talk all about the features, right? Yeah. Like this cup, it's a biodegradable plastic and it's dishwasher friendly and it's BPA free. And we get into all these features. When people don't care about the features, they care about the benefits. And so I want you to really think about that. And these five categories that we just talked about, these are the five primary benefits that people are looking for.
So right now, when I look at these five things, when we are selling Insta Club Hub, you were sold really to become a member. But what we didn't do was sell you. We explained how it's going to save you time. We explained how you can use Instagram to make you money. We explained that you're going to lose out and waste so much time if you're trying to figure this out yourself. We explained that you can improve your growth and improve the type of people who are following you. And then Brock and I and Sarah are trying to be entertaining so you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you don't purchase Insta Club Hub or join as a member because there are hundreds of videos and two live trainings and blah, blah, blah. Like you join because you want to grow on Instagram and grow your business. And that's the benefit to you, right? So if we just sit here and explain to you the features of the club, it's like, okay, that's great. But like, we need to explain the benefits and why it is that you would join. And the same thing goes with your product or your service.
So for those of you who do have a product or service, what do you think of these five is probably the biggest motivator why people will want to buy that thing from you?
Even if you're someone who, let's say, like you're a painter, right? So you're selling your art, that can help transform an environment.
And or, feel good.
And that's what I was going to say, is it helps feel good, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like when I think about probably the one thing that most women love to buy is makeup and clothing, right? Those kinds of things are things we buy just because it makes us feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Even if your product has all five of these things though, like let's say you're an Insta Club Hub salesperson and you got all five of these benefits that your product provides, you still need one thing. You still need one key ingredient. And the number one thing that you need is trust. Skyrocketing up the charts following the year 2020 was the word trust. People need to trust who they're buying from. And in a world where there's so much misinformation, there's so much distrust, dishonesty, having someone's trust is priceless.
Being authentic.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of trust, right? Like we watch on stories, right? That's where you get to know someone, because trust comes after we've figured out, okay, can I trust them? And we can't even make that assessment until we feel like we're getting a sense to know who they are. And that's why stories are so important. And that is also why, as you know, going through your base lessons, the key to really going deep with your followers so that you don't have to sell, so that they trust you, is to help them get to know you through stories.
A friend, family, someone on Instagram, Shalene.
So our very first tip is this. Y'all need to be posting a lot more to your stories and let people know who you are, like legitimately, who are you? And this is the differentiator. Of course, on your feed posts are very much within your niche. But your stories are where you're giving people like an opportunity to kind of figure out like, who are you, and to communicate, not just have it turn into a monologue, but where you're having dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And especially in a world where there are so many people who do the same thing that you do, right? So there are a lot of people who sell makeup or who sell courses for whatever you're trying to promote or whatever. The deciding factor of whether they go with this person or this person usually isn't even like how amazing their product is versus this one. It's who they trust more. Like that is the deciding factor nowadays is like, do I trust this person to help me or do I trust this person?
Right.
Talk about your values and your beliefs, because when someone sees what you stand for and what you believe in, they can decide, hey, I really resonate with that. I really now trust this person because I know what they believe and I know what they stand for. Or, and this is the honest truth, someone can look at that and be like, I don't really believe in that. I don't align with those values. So I'm going to unfollow. And that's great, because if someone doesn't trust you and they don't align with your values and beliefs, you probably don't want them following you anyways, because they're probably not going to trust you enough to become a customer.
Right. And even like you can even do that without showing your face or talking. Yes, it's easier to show your face. Yes, it's easier to talk, but it is 100% possible just by writing text out, sharing your beliefs, sharing what you stand for, and asking questions to your audience. Like you can still show up in Instagram stories, even if you don't have access to maybe the business owner who can create videos every day, or if you don't want to show up every day.
That's so true, Sarah, that one of the accounts that I follow, I've never seen the woman who's behind the account and I follow all the time. She posts she reshares stuff. Mm-hmm. She posts quotes, occasionally will post a static photo, but I've never seen her on video until recently. She did like a video podcast. And I was like, I had already felt like I knew who she was.
Yeah.
So there is a way to do that.
Yeah. Let's talk about some common selling strategies. And a lot of these might be strategies that you're using or other people might be teaching. But in our opinion here at the Insta Club Hub, these are a little bit outdated and they're a little bit ineffective. So let's talk about some of these. Probably the most common one that a lot of you see on a daily basis. And I'm going to be honest with you. Today, I did a collaboration with Meta. They wrote out a call to action. Meta as in Facebook.
Can I bring on you for a second?
Sure.
Okay. So, I mean, this is a pretty amazing opportunity for those of you who are members of Insta Club Hub, because Brock is really one of the people that they tap regularly to collaborate with Instagram creators, and now Meta. So Meta reached out to Brock and has asked him to create some and paying him to create posts about
the Meta Business Suite, which is like their in-app scheduling tool for Facebook and Instagram. But that's besides the point. So they had me create this post for them, and I said, what do you want the call to action to be at the end of the post? Like, what do you want people to do? And they said, we want you to tell people to click the link in your bio to go to your YouTube channel where they can watch a YouTube video and learn more. And I said, okay, I hear you. And I know you're Meta, but I don't think that's the most effective strategy, because generally when you say, go click the link in my bio, it leads to low engagement. Right? Because you're literally telling someone, don't like this post, don't save this post, don't comment, go somewhere else. You're telling them to leave and abandon the post. So low engagement. And also there's lots of extra steps involved. I'm asking someone to interrupt their feed, right? Their regularly scheduled program of scrolling, go to my profile, click on that little tiny link at the bottom of my bio, and there's lots of extra steps. So from what we've seen, to give you all the real data on this, when you say link in bio, on average, you get 33.6% less reach. That's not because the algorithm's like, oh, they said link in bio, we're going to punish them. But you're asking people to engage less. Yeah. And so when they engage less, you reach less. So 33.6% less reach. We also see on average a 57% decrease in engagement and an average click rate of 0.7.
Let's do the math on that.
0.7. Okay. So let's say you had 1,000 followers. You had 1,000 followers.
Okay.
The average reach of your post is about 4%. That's the average reach of an Instagram feed post. About 4%.
So that means on average, I should be reaching 40 people if I have 1,000 followers.
Yeah. So 40 people. Then we multiply that by 33% less. So now we're down to only 27 people, like 26.8 people. When you're doing 33% less reach.
Okay.
Now multiply those 27 people times a 0.7% click rate.
That's less than one.
Less than one. That's 0.1. 0.1 people are going to be clicking on your link. So if you have 1,000 followers.
Clicking. Yeah. That doesn't mean that they bought. That means that they've clicked.
Yeah. And then if you think that the average purchase rate is very low, like it's less than 50%, probably less than 30%, maybe even less than 10%, you're getting a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a person. That math just ain't mathing. That doesn't make sense. So that's why we say that the link in bio strategy is generally pretty outdated and not very effective.
And to be honest, I sometimes use it when I'm being lazy. And when I do that, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, but I just don't have time. Our strategies, we're going to tell you what works best. It doesn't mean never. It doesn't mean that things won't change. currently, this one is probably least effective.
Link in Stories is more effective, generally speaking, than the link in bio. But from what we've seen, it also still leads to lower engagement and only a few clicks. In fact, on average, 40% less views on a story where you have a link sticker. So if you normally get 100 views on your stories, you can expect to only get 60 if you have a link sticker. Also, from what we've seen, only a 1% click-through rate when putting up that link. So if you have those 60 people who are viewing your story, you're going to have less than one person on average actually clicking on that link.
Mm-hmm. Now, what we want to share with you are some ways that are better.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to talk about a new sales approach. And really, I even hate using the word sales. I like to say that I've moved millions of dollars using Instagram stories without advertising. I mean, we've done advertising too, but we've literally sold millions of dollars just on my own Instagram through DMs. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like I'm ever selling. I don't ever want to sell. But every single day, I'm going to recommend, and recommend with an explanation so that you know if this is probably ideal for you or not. Because if I explain something and make it sound better than it is, or make it sound like it should work for everybody, then I lose your trust. So it's everyone getting in the habit of just being a super helpful person. It's the same way you talk to your best friend or your mom or your sister or your brother. It's explaining like, okay, I found this thing. It's amazing. You got to try it.
And it's treating them like one person instead of a group. It's saying, yes, you need this because I know you've been struggling with X, Y, and Z. And so that's why you need it. It's not saying, hey guys, like, this is my favorite like thing. Like, that doesn't work. It doesn't work. When we feel like you're talking to us, we trust you and we want to buy.
The goal is to get them to the direct messages. Yes. And for a few reasons. The direct messages are where you literally have a one-on-one conversation. The direct messages are where you can answer questions and treat people like people, not treat people like an audience, but treat people like a true friend or a true colleague, someone who you're looking to serve rather than to sell to. Also, the direct messages offer the opportunity to follow up. If someone clicks the link in your bio, you have no idea who clicked. You have no idea if they got lost, if they got confused. If someone clicks the link in your stories, you don't know who did it. You can't ask them a question. You can't answer their questions if they get lost. Mm-hmm. But if someone is sent a direct message link, you have the ability to follow up. And as one of our Marketing Impact Academy members says, the fortune is in the follow-up. And that ability to follow up, answer questions, explain, that's really where sales happen. And that's really where service happens.
The other extra added bonus, and this is like, you guys, write this down. When you get people to talk to you on your direct messages, the algorithm sends the message that sends to the algorithm the message that there's a deeper connection. This is someone who I actually know and I'm having a conversation with. So it's going to put your stories at the front for that person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually true. One of Instagram's like pillars is like relationships.
Right? Yeah.
So if they know that you have a relationship with someone, and the way that they determine that is if that person is liking your stuff, commenting on your stuff all the time, then DMing you, that's a huge one. If they can see that this person is DMing you, then they automatically think that, okay, these two are friends. Let me show more of your posts to them because you guys like each other.
Yep. You need to get people to the DMs. And here is a 5-step story sale. And again, we're putting sale in quotes because it's a recommendation, right? So we're going to walk you through this. Mom, do you want to walk them through this?
Sure. Okay. So the way that I do this on my stories is I want to pull people into the story. So if I just start talking about something that people are like, wait, why do I care? They're probably going to tap through. So the first thing I want to do is identify the problem. In this particular example, I asked if people find that it's really hard to find their clothes, like especially their leggings, right? Like if you stack them all up, you keep grabbing the ones on the top over and over and over again. You've got a really cute pair down below that you never see. And I asked, does anyone else struggle with this? That way you can see all the people that said yes. Anyone who's like, this isn't my issue, they tap through.
Mm-hmm. Give them the option to say no. In the poll, there's nothing worse than yes or definitely, yes or yup. Give your audience an option to say no, because it breaks trust when you don't give them that option to say no. And if you don't give them the option to say no, then their way of saying no is skipping your entire story.
True.
Let people say no.
And it helps you too, because if they say no, then you know next time to reword your question in a different way that maybe they would say yes. Like maybe they're not struggling with this particular thing, but your product or service also helps this. And that's what, where they're more struggling, you know? So it helps to have that negative answer.
Great point, Sarah.
And then what I do is first I identify the problem, and then it's like, oh, okay, well, me too. And here's the deal. Like I've got ADHD. So if I can't see something, I don't know that I have it. Like it does not exist. So I kind of need to see everything displayed. So I've related to the story, and then I tell them, and I found a way to solve this for myself.
You want to play this or just?
Sure.
Okay.
I can't be the only one who does this. When I put something away in a drawer, if there's anything on top of that thing, it's as if I don't have it. I will buy it again, or I will never wear it again.
All right. So now my solution, you'll see, I'm just demonstrating or I'm revealing the solution. I like to use a sticker for this one.
Okay, here's my solution. So I bought these towel racks. I stacked one on top of the other. It allows me to quickly put my leggings away without having to fold them. I can see all the colors. I can see what I've worn recently, what I have more of, what colors I don't need to buy more of because I have enough already. For bra tops, same thing. Like I don't have to fold them. I can see what colors I have. I just put them on these towel racks. It's in my Amazon store, but hope that helps.
Okay. So then I'm putting a sticker there. Like, is this helpful? Because that sticker equals engagement. I'm showing them a solution. So now when you think about the five different reasons why people would buy, is this going to save people time? Probably. Is this going to make people's lives easier? For sure. Is transform your closet? Yeah. So I've hit three of the things that are going to ask are the reasons why people would buy. But let me tell you this, I don't sell this rack. This is not a product I sell. I'm just sharing something that makes my life easier. My niche is not leggings. My niche is not towel racks. My niche isn't even organization. This is just my stories and I'm being helpful. And if you're constantly being helpful without benefiting from it every single time you post, people begin to realize that you are there for them, not just to serve yourself. Mm-hmm. So then if I'm doing this all the time, when I really do have something to sell that I personally offer, it feels just like everything else I share.
Then you want to talk about step four?
Yeah. Okay. So then what you can do, like let's, for example, these are on Amazon. So I give them a specific phrase or word to comment, right? So if you tell people, hey, DM me, if you want more information, people don't even know what to ask or how to ask it. So make it so brainless. Mm-hmm. Tell them what to comment so that that's an indicator to you that they are interested in learning more. Once you have that comment, there's so many different things you can do with this. You can automate it through a feature like ManyChat. You can also now search your Instagram DMs mm-hmm. for just the phrase shop Amazon and go through each one of them and just do a copy paste auto message.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Comment the word Amazon or whatever, and we'll send you the link and then it automatically sends. Super, super useful.
And we use ManyChat to do that. So yeah, I did mention that you can find them on my Amazon store, but I also explained to people what they are. They can go on Amazon. I'm not trying to like get Amazon sales with this. I'm mm-hmm. literally saving myself time because anything that you show people that could be helpful, they're going to say, can I get the link?
Mm-hmm. So that was one example. That was the five-step story sale. Now let's talk about the pull sticker story sale. And this one works whether you have the old school pull sticker where it's just two options or the new pull sticker where you can have up to four options.
Sometimes mine go back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, I'm going to start with a story. So this is one where I explained in, I followed the same format where I said, okay, does anybody else have this problem where when they're drinking wine, the next day you feel like you got hit by a Mack truck, like even after one glass, that's how I used to feel. And then I discovered this company that imports wines from Europe and they are all sulfate free and organic and they're filled with no preservatives. And I can drink now all I want. No, just joking. I can have a glass of wine now and not feel hungover. So if that's something you would be interested in learning more about, just click one, either, you know, no thanks or the wine glass.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you got to wait for people to respond, give people time to respond. And this is something where you have to train your audience to start responding. Oftentimes when you first start putting polls or a question sticker, you might not get responses. And that's normal. That's okay. You'll have to start responding to your own questions, answering your own polls, logging into your backup account to answer your own poll question. That way your audience can learn your expectations and learn how they should respond.
once you do that, then what's really cool is you just swipe up on the, you look at your stories mm-hmm. and you swipe up on that particular post and it will reveal for you the insights. These insights will show you who voted yes, who voted no, or who voted for one option versus the other. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then all those people who said, yes, I'd like more information, I see them all in one column mm-hmm. and I can individually message them if I don't already have this automated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Write the perfect message, copy and paste by clicking on the little airplane icon. And this gives you the opportunity to, it feels like more of a personal response. You can write something that's more, I guess, specific to the topic that you're discussing. And it also gives you the opportunity to follow up and say like, hey, did you ever order that? I'm just curious what you thought.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. For someone, you know, like Shalene, who has, that was like 300 responses, right? That might be like maybe a little bit more of a copy pasted kind of message. But if you're someone who's kind of just starting out with this and maybe you get 5 to 10 responses or 20 responses or 40, like that's low enough that you could send a little bit more of a personal message to each person, explain a little bit about like, you know, ask them a question, talk to them about their situation. And that's a great way to get leads and to end up getting clients and customers.
I think it's especially true if you're in network marketing.
Mm.
I think this is especially true. Like it's about relationship building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not just stories. We will say in the past, when we would have done this training, let's say 5 years ago, we would have said pretty much the only place where you're doing this is on Instagram stories. But over the last few years with the introduction of Reels, this has slightly changed. And you can also use Reels to create curiosity, generate conversations, and even use automated responses. So to bring that story from earlier full circle, Meta was like, so what do you recommend we do instead of saying link in bio? And I said, let's use direct message automation. And Meta said, what's that? And I said, why am I teaching you about your own platform? And I said, direct message automation is essentially, I'm going to have people comment the word Meta on the post that I'm making for you. And then they're automatically going to get the link sent to them in their direct messages. So then they can click on it and I can follow up and I can see how many people actually clicked rather than just hoping that people go to the link in my bio. Plus, for me, then I'm going to get more comments, which should hopefully let the post reach more people. And right. Meta was like, oh, this is a great idea. We approve. And I said, okay, thank you. Thank you. And so yes, you can use Reels to promote, sell, recommend as well. On average, Reels are going to reach more people and more non-followers than stories.
I love showing this, especially for those of you who are like, I don't like going on camera. This is a reel I did on a day where I didn't feel like going on camera. I literally just filmed a bottle of wine on the beach and then added music behind it.
Mm-hmm.
In this video, I just placed a bottle of wine on the beach. And in the captions, I explained why this wine was better than the wines I was drinking before and how much it helped me to alleviate headaches and hangovers. And I didn't include any other additional information. I didn't say where to buy it, how much it cost, and I didn't name the company. Instead, I said, if you'd like more information, drop a comment below.
So I had 4,000 people ask for the link. 4,000 people. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean 4,000 people bought it, right? So those are 4,000 people that asked for the link, but that was for free. That was free advertising.
And I think one of the best things about that reel actually was one of your best, if not your best performing reels that entire month.
Yes.
And your face wasn't on camera. You weren't talking. You weren't teaching. You weren't dancing. You weren't doing something with my dad. You were just filming a video of some wine on the beach.
And that's the thing about reels, like, and you always say this, Brock, like the one that you spend all day working on it, it's the production's amazing and you write out the cap, like it takes forever and you think it's so good and it's going to blow up and you're going to go viral and it just is crickets. And then the one that's just like kind of an accidental throwaway, like I don't own a wine company. I'm an affiliate for Dry Farm Wines, but like, I'm like, I don't know if people even, I just needed to post something that day. This was a throwaway post.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best things about this example in particular is that she created curiosity, but notice that she didn't name the product in the reel or in the caption, right? She didn't name the product. She just shared the benefits. She shared her story so that it was like relatable to other people who might have experienced the same kind of thing that she is experiencing. And then in the caption saying something like comment the word wine or whatever for the link. And then you send them the link to the product. She didn't give all the information, just the benefits. And then if you want it, you have to comment to get it.
Mm-hmm. Without giving too much information. I think too often we think my posts need to be valuable. So therefore I need to like fire hose all the information that people need, like where to buy it, how much it costs, what skin type it's best for, colors, etc. But when we do that, when we give so much information, there's no need to ask a question.
Yeah.
Right. I can just go to Google, type up the name of the product and buy it myself. This is especially true if you're in network marketing. Yeah, it's the idea of I can buy the product from anyone or anywhere. So if you're giving me all the info, then like, I'm good. Like you want to get that conversation starting where it's like, I need to ask you, will this work for me? What color is it? Et cetera.
Mm-hmm. If what you sell, other people sell, then the only difference, the only reason why someone would buy it from you versus someone else is a relationship.
Yeah.
So not sharing the name of a product or a company isn't because you want to withhold that information. It's the opposite. It's because you want to have more information from that person so that you can explain or help them make an informed decision versus just sending somebody to a link.
Mm-hmm. This one is creating urgency. This one isn't actually even with the video. This is just a photo and it's stressing the urgency of the sale. Maybe the sale is only active for 24 hours. Maybe the deal is only good for this weekend. Maybe you have to use a special keyword or to get the link. So this one does have a link sticker, which again, less effective than if we used the call to action, DM me for 20% off today only. And that would be a more effective call to action.
Yeah. Specifically, like DM me the word buttons for the link, right?
Perfect.
Telling them what to say is even better.
I will say one bonus tip is if you are using automation, so if you're using ManyChat, the word that you have them send to you, you want to be very careful that it's not a word that's commonly misspelled. Otherwise, it won't trigger. An example of this is Patreon. So I have a Patreon and I would say to people, comment the word Patreon if you're interested in learning more about it. Well, I think people's autocorrect, because I kept getting patroon, like hundreds and hundreds of people sending me patroon. I'm like, what even is a patroon? And then I realized on my own phone, it would change Patreon to patroon.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to like double check these things. Otherwise, it's a waste.
Or type in misspellings as well, as April asked. So like we did the word trial. That was the keyword you were supposed to send us to get on the Insta Club Up trial. Well, we also included the typo of the word trail because trail. Even myself, I would have to read it like, am I saying trial or trail? Like I'd have to read it like three times to make sure I even spelt it right. So I put both as an option. So whether you sent me trial or trail, you got the trial link.
Where is it better to get sales? Is it Reels or is it direct messaging? I personally believe it's best with direct messaging, but it's everything. Here's the thing with marketing. There isn't one place. You have to come at it from all angles. It's constantly being ever present. It's building those relationships. You don't know if it's going to be from a reel, but more than likely, it's going to be from someone who's engaged with your content, trusts you, likes you, feels like they know you. And that only happens when you show up all the time. The more often you post, the more sales you're going to get.
Right. It's like the more touch points that you have through email lists, through reels, through stories, like anything like that, the better. And it's also good to note that everything that we've said today in regards to reels is bringing people to the DMs. So it's not that these reels are necessarily going to get people to immediately buy. It's that you're getting them to start that conversation. And like, so it doesn't necessarily matter if it comes from your stories or if it comes from your reels, you're generating those conversations and that's where the sales come from.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Now I know that we are on video. So there are some parts where, I mean, let's be honest, it would be a little bit easier if you could see what it was we're talking about. We were sharing videos, sharing screenshots, and some of those things, it does help to see them. That's why I want to invite you again to take advantage of the offer that we are giving to listeners of Build Your Tribe. You can try Insta Club Hub for just $7 and that gives you 14 days. So check it out. You can log in. You can personalize where you start because obviously you are in a different place than maybe your friend who's also an entrepreneur. One of you knows a lot more about Instagram. Maybe you've been on it for a long time. Maybe you're like, I have no clue what I'm doing. I need to start all the way back at the beginning. Well, when you join or when you take advantage of this 14-day trial, you'll be able to take this quick quiz that helps us to figure out where you're supposed to start. And that way you don't have to waste time learning things that you already know. That way, if you're more advanced, you can move onto the most advanced strategies. So check it out. Please take advantage of that. It is down below in our show notes, but just in case, it's instaclubhub.com/trial, T-R-I-A-L. As I said, some of these things are easier to understand and to try to imagine what you would do with that content when you can see those examples. So when you log into InstaClubHub, you can actually watch the training you just listened to, and you can see some of the other sales trainings we've done. We've got specialty trainings, and it's all there for you. All right, the link is in our show notes. Again, thanks for listening to this edition of Build Your Tribe. We will be back on Tuesday.